With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. I'm Jeff Clater, here again with J.G., John Groff. We're in the sanctuary of Messiah Lutheran Church at Grand and Pestalozzi in South City, St. Louis, Missouri. It's Tuesday, and the focus is family.
On the Daily Pattern, we're in a series called One Word. Each day we'll take one word, a feeling or circumstance, and bring a word from God to it. Let the Word of God speak to your life.
Making the sign of the cross, I say, Lord, I speak your name, and it identifies me. I am your child, I am part of your family. So I begin my day with your name on me, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite my Lord into this time, into this space. Jesus, you are the good shepherd. When I was lost, you chased me down. You laid down your life for me. You know me, and I know you. Call me by name and lead me. I come to my God, hiding nothing. I confess my sins. Forgive my sins, O Lord. Forgive me the sins of my present and the sins of my past, the sins of my soul and the sins of my body, the sins which I have done to please myself and the sins which I have done to please others. Forgive me my wasted and idle sins. Forgive me my serious and deliberate sins. Forgive me those sins which I know and the sins which I know not, the sins which I have labored so to hide from others that I have hid them from my own memory. Forgive them, O Lord. Forgive them all.
Our reading today is from Psalm 74, verse 17. It was you who set all the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter. Our meditation today is on the word winter and was written by Ann Wolfe. I opened my weather app to get a glimpse of the forecast for the week ahead. High of 5 degrees on Monday, negative 2 on Tuesday, negative 9 on Wednesday, with a wind chill advisory to make it really feel like negative 15 degrees. I muttered a very Minnesotan oofta as I closed the app and bundled up for the day. Winter. It can be brutal. If you ask someone to describe the season, you'd hear phrases and words like hunker down, winter blues, lacking motivation, bitter, desolate, discouraged. It's become common to plan a warm getaway in the dead of winter, or even snowbird south for a couple of months. An escape plan, if you will. Let's face it, winter often gets a bad reputation. So as I sit here in this frigid February day, how can I focus on the good in the dead of winter? In Genesis 8, verse 22, God reminds us that His creation was intentional. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. The patterns of nature function by God's design. His glory is shining just as much in the cold winter as it is in the warm summer. Although a negative 15 degree day may not feel real glorious, God is still at work. I married into a farming family, and over the years I've gained a deep appreciation for the calm of winter. The equipment is tucked away after laboring in the fall, resting for the work ahead in the spring. It is necessary. The ground is still and the fields are quiet, but there is much important preparation happening underground during winter. It is necessary. My family takes time to truly rest and recharge after a long, demanding season. We catch up on sleep. We eat dinner at a table. We spend time with friends. We regroup. It is necessary. Seed time and harvest, summer and winter. Day and night will never cease. I see God's purpose in winter. Though the barren ground and stillness, I can still feel discouraging. Remember, the season is a part of God's plan. It is intentional. Use the quiet of winter to draw closer to Him, preparing for what is ahead. We pray. Jesus, thank you for each season and cycle in our lives. When the days are cold and short, remind us that in the darkness, you shine. In the midst of winter, remind us that spring lies ahead. Amen.
A prayer for family. Father, I pray for my family, those you've given to me, those in my immediate family, parents, spouse, siblings, those in my extended family that you have given to me, cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents. Lord, I pray for close friends who are like family to me. They are as brothers and sisters to me. Lord, I pray for those who don't have families or whose families are broken. Lord, I pray for forgiveness and reconciliation where there is division in my family, for provision where there is need in my family. Oh God, I pray for you to be the one foundation, your cross at the center of my family and my close relationships. And Lord, I pray for a generation yet unborn, future family members that you have in mind. All these things, Lord, all my closest relationships, I submit to you and ask for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.